good? Questions for Sam?
I have a feel just about the more balanced attack getting the running game going.
Yeah, you know, I think it helped a lot, you know, especially in the second half when I felt like we were able to pound them a little bit. You know, we stayed balanced all night. You know, I said it last week, I think when we can do that, we're at our best. And so to get it going tonight, you know, to get over 100 yards, I think that was a big step for us tonight.
How does it increase the creativity offensively when you get a lead right away, you play with it the whole game instead of having to come from behind?
Yeah. Yeah, obviously, I think when you're playing with a lead, it allows you to stay a little bit more balanced, you know, as opposed to when you fall behind, you know, especially if you're behind in the second half, you know, it turns into more of a throwing game. You know, the defense kind of knows what's coming. So, you know, playing with a lead is always nice because you can keep them a little bit more off balance.
Your trust in Rudolph grown even more than what you first saw
him? You know, I think I said this, you know, after the first week, but, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, I think that we kind of had, you know, a bond early. You know, he's a guy that, you know, I've trusted, you know, since I've got here. You know, he's just such a big target. He's got strong hands. You know, he makes a lot of tough, contested catches, you know. And, you know, the catch he made in the red zone tonight was fantastic. You know, it's nice having targets like that down there.
You talk about Colin. He said that you two almost connected on a second one, and he's set to have his twins tomorrow. So he said that he was really hoping to get, you know, two touchdowns to go along with his wife having the twins tomorrow. But he said that it's your confidence in him that makes him more aggressive in the end zone. Do you feed off each other that way?
You know, I think so. You know, I think, you know, it's kind of a two-way street there. I think, you know, we both have to trust each other. You know, I think it's getting to that point. You know, I know that I've got all the confidence in the world in him. You know, hopefully he feels the same way. And, you know, it would have been nice to get him two tonight, you know, for both of them tomorrow. You know, I think I probably, you know, said that too, but, you know, my whole mentality is I just take things a day at a time. You know, I try not to look too far ahead. I try not to, you know, get overwhelmed with, you know, things. And, you know, I just try to get better every day. That's been my approach since I've gotten here. You know, I've tried to learn a little bit more of the offense, you know, each time we step on the field. And, you know, I think, you know, it's gone pretty well. I think there's still some things, you know, that I can do better. I think there's things that we can do better as an offense. But, you know, obviously to be 4-0 where we're at right now, I don't think you could ask for a lot more.
Let's talk about the O-line and how they stepped up tonight. It's yeah. Really a
game. Man, they played great tonight. You know, I didn't get hit hardly at all tonight. You know, they got the run game going for those backs. You know, obviously, you know, when Dre went down and Searles came in, you know, I thought he did a great job out there for us tonight. You know, I think the game ball should go to those guys up front tonight. You know, they kept me clean. They kept those guys going in the run game. You know, I think this was probably one of their best games of the year.
What was the difference with Charles Johnson? I mean, you hit him on a couple of deep passes.
Yeah. You know, Charles is one of those guys that, you know, we've wanted to get him the ball for the past couple of weeks because, you know, he's been running good routes. He's shown the speed to get by people. You know, tonight, you know, we just finally got it called at the right time and got the matchups, you know, to come out and hit that play to open the second half. I think that gave us some momentum, you know, and then we got on the ball pretty quick and hit him with the second one. But those were two huge plays in the second half for us.
Were those just ones that you recognized right away, single coverage on him
Yeah.
Separation.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think, you know, the first one he gave a great move at the line, you know, a lot of separation, you know, did the same thing on the second one. You know, it was nice to get him the ball and allow him to make those plays.
How important is that drive
right after this quarter? Yeah, you know, that was a pretty big response for us. You know, obviously our defense has played fantastic all year. And, you know, I think it was time for us to go out there and respond. You know, give them a little break, allow them to catch their breath, but to score and to go up two possessions, you know, I think that was probably, you know, the biggest turning point in the game.
How the coaches were comfortable with
that? Yeah, they've been awesome. You know, obviously when I first got here, I was having a hard time just calling the plays. They were a little bit wordy. Obviously everything was new. You know, they've been awesome about just code wording things, you know, things that I've done in the past, trying to incorporate those into the offense, things that I feel comfortable with. Spent a lot of time with Scott Turner. He's done a great job just helping me get comfortable in this system.
Were there any moments early on where you maybe said the wrong play call or maybe the wrong check or audible where you thought it was the terminology you used
I don't think that's happened in a game yet. It might have happened in practice, but hopefully we can keep that from happening. I guess a little bit just because you don't expect it to happen on a play like that. You obviously want everyone to be smart at the end of the game. I thought our guys did, a good job of protecting themselves, not letting those guys just do that to them. But at the same time, we got to be smart and just, make sure we don't take any penalties or don't lose anyone going forward.
Hey, Sam, with our quarterback situation, you realize every time you run, you got 66,000 fans saying go down, slide.
Is that what they're saying out there?
Oh, man, we don't want to get hurt there, buddy.
That's usually what's going on in my mind, too, so don't worry about it.
Sam, your defense in the last 3 weeks has practically kept three Super Bowl caliber quarterbacks in check. How much easier does that make your job knowing those guys are on the other side of the ball?
A lot easier. Those guys have played fantastic all year long. I mean, they've got to be playing the best defense in the league right now. And, obviously it's comforting to know that we've got that on the other side of the ball. At the same time, I don't think that we can rely on that. We've got to go out there, hold ourselves to a high level, expect to go out there and score points and be efficient. But, knowing that we don't have to go out there and score 40, 50 points a game, it makes it nice.
Last couple for Sam.
So you might have touched on this, but the fact that you spread the ball around and hit, I think, nine different guys and every single one of your tight ends got a reception, and that hasn't really happened here a lot. How is your reads not only with the receivers but with the tight ends and getting comfortable? Because that gives them more confidence as well.
I think we've got a lot of guys on this offense who can make plays for us. I think kind of goes back to keeping people off balance when we can spread the ball around. I think it makes it tougher for people to defend us, as opposed to when the ball only goes to Diggs or only goes to Kyle. I think the more people we can get involved, we've got a lot of guys with speed who can make plays for us. I think we showed that tonight. So hopefully we can continue to keep everyone involved.
You view Cordero as kind of a unique guy in some of the skill sets that he brings?
Yeah, obviously, he's a very talented player, and we feel like, if we can get the ball in his hands, good things will happen. We've just got to keep finding ways to get him the ball. I think he's got a shot to be a tremendous wide receiver too. I've just seen the progress in the 4 weeks that I've been here, the things that he's been able to do on the practice field. He's an exciting guy to have, especially on the perimeter. We just got to keep getting him the ball.
Was that game plan to get him in more, or did it just happen as the game evolved?
I think it was a little bit game plan. I think we wanted to get him involved tonight. We wanted to get him out there on the field and give him the opportunity. And hopefully we'll continue to build on that.